Hello, good morning.
Yes.
Hi, I am Gustavo calling from FIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a town
Yes.
home? Is a single family home?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
We own.
Thank you so much. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
Oh, I don't know.
Thank you so much. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Over 20.
Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or Category 5 hurricane?
I think the worst I've seen is Category 4. I can't remember. I don't keep track.
Well, approximately, you may say it was maybe a 4.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, and can you tell me the name or the year of the Category 4 hurricane?
Oh, gosh. Was it Matthew and Irma?
Matthew. All right, thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
I have not.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you so much. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Secure the windows and the doors, cut down tree limbs, and store non-perishable items and, hurricane snacks.
All right, thank you so much. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? In this case, I'm going to read you a list. When a hurricane watch is issued, it means hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. Or when a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or do you think your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Our home can be secured in a few hours.
Thank you so much. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. I can help you with this. For example, maybe the internet sources other than social media or the radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, or social media as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or maybe WhatsApp. You can select three.
What? Where we get our news and information would be from internet news sources and from the radio.
And from the radio. Okay, thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Thank you so much. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? I can mention you maybe the cost of insurance.
We got that all taken care of. We got the new roof, got the trees cut down. We got all that already done.
So you may say that nobody, nothing can affect your hurricane preparedness.
Only ourselves.
only what? I'm sorry?
Only ourselves. If we don't do anything, that's the only thing that would be preventative. We have insurance. We have property taken.
I got it. Thank you so much. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Neither. Flood nor evacuation. Okay. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watches you, it means hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. Or if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
If emergency officials order us to evacuate, we'll evacuate.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
That's a great question. I don't, probably a hotel, because everyone we know is in a hurricane evacuation zone.
And it can be always, well, in another location within the state, or as
yes.
far as possible to another state?
No, it would probably be within the state.
Okay, thank you so much. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I have no idea.
And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with the $2,000.
We can come up for certain. We could come up with the $2,000.
Okay, thank you so much. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? It has increased or it has decreased?
I think it's increased.
It has increased somewhat. It means that from 1 to 10% or increased
yeah.
significantly over 10%.
No, it was a small increase.
Okay, thank you. And what about the last 3 years? How has changed the rate?
I think it's been pretty steady. I'm not the one who's in charge of that.
Do you think it has increased or it has, like, remained the same or it has decreased?
I think if it has increased, it's been under 10%.
Under term. Okay, thank you so much. And what about the last 5 years?
There has been a lot of complications, so we had to switch insurance. Within the last 5 years, we had to switch insurance.
It has increased or it has decreased the rate?
I would say increase over 10%.
Over 10%. Okay. And what about the last 10 years?
I mean, I haven't been in the house that long, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Thank you so much. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you maybe change
the insurance
provider?
Well, I moved in because the
mm-hmm.
No, we paid it. I moved in.
Yeah. Okay.
After the increase.
Thank you so much. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Maybe the 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value, or from 80% to less than 100%, or 60% to less than 80%.
No, we'd like 100%.
100%. Thank you so much. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to
No.
another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or I wouldn't move from my home?
Not moving.
Thank you so much. And just before to continue, let me tell you, we have completed the 60% of this survey. There's just a few questions. I will try to be the briefest possible. And I thank you so much for your time. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Do you think it's the federal government, the state government, local government, or do you think government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
I believe the federal government should be a part of recovery efforts.
Thank you so much. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Let's say 3.
A 3. And the same question, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
2.
And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Wind risk, 4.
4. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
2.
And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
2.
Thank you so much. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Yes.
And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No. The sea level is about a 50-foot drop from our house.
Thank you so much.
It would have to be a big rise.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Do you think it's increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes?
Both.
Both. And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 30 feet above sea level rise, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Let me put somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you so much. And when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important?
Location.
The location. And when you say location, you may refer to maybe the proximity to other family, or proximity to job, or there is another characteristics like maybe the neighborhood, or schools, or crime, or price.
The climate, I would say, like the neighborhood.
The neighborhood. Okay, thank you so much. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years. Or between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
41.
Thank you so much. What is your gender? This is just
female.
For quality purposes. Thank you so much. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
How many people are under 12 years old?
0.
How many people are 65 or older?
0.
Thank you so much. What is your marital status?
Single.
And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? College credit. Okay, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And by last, please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under $20,000, $20,000 to less than $30,000, $30,000 to less than $50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, or over $100,000.
But under 75.
75 to $100,000.
No, under 75. The one that up to 75.
Okay, thank you so much.
50 to 75.
Thank you so much. In this case, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.